Praise the Lord. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness, your faithfulness. We thank you for your love and your care. Thank you for your mercy, for your provision, for your help and support to us. Thank you for the leading, the Holy Spirit. Thank you for all the resources that you put, your blessings, answer prayers, the gift of salvation. Your word, the Rhema word that you always send us on time. Thank you for protecting us from the evil one, from persecution, and directing us with wisdom of what we need to do and how to manage our lives, O God. Lord, let your name be lifted up and let your name be glorified in the life of your church and your people, Lord. We ask, Lord, we invite you to come, be with our worship, O God, touch each and everyone here, and refill us once again with the Holy Ghost to go and serve you. And also we pray that you impart the same to our brethren, the part of your bodies, the congregations, the members of the church, the workers, in other places, impart to them faith and spiritual gifts and inspirational things and revelations that come from you, Lord. We pray that your name will be lifted up and your name will be glorified, O God. Bless the songs, bless our prayers today, bless the instruments, bless our voices, and bless this recording, bless the message, the giving, all the item of our worship. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. Anoint our worship, O God, and lead us with the Holy Spirit. Speak to us and protect us. Oh God, I pray you raise up workers and servants of yours. We pray for more souls to be saved, more people to be reached out with the gospel. Lord, you enable us to go on and save you. We thank you, we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in this name. Amen. Lord Jesus, come and take our place. You are the head of the church. Thank you, because you prevail, O God, and your word stand forever. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for sustaining your church, for all the congregations, the workers, and the families. Dear Lord, you are the only one deserve to be enthroned. O God, no man power can prevail against what you say and the leading of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's now collect our baptism and offering our first fruit and bring them into the storehouse of God. Thank you, Lord, for all what you receive from income, salaries, and provisions. And here we are bringing to you what belong to you of tithes and first fruits, our vows and our offerings. Accept them, O God, and multiply them and use them to reach the lost. And I pray, Lord, that you open the windows of heaven upon us, upon all the brethren who are obedient to you, and for us so much blessing that we have no place to keep. And Lord, I pray you will be the devourer in our life, O God. Lord, let allow no pestilence to prevail. Protect us from the pandemics and from the stealing and from penalties and fines and sicknesses. Lord, we thank you for all these wonderful promises. Lord, take over for the rest of the service. And let your name lift it up, let your name be glorified. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We continue today to go through the faith and deed from the life of Abraham. And as we have read in James chapter 2, verse 20-24, but wilt thou know, vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Yea, see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. We thank you, God. Thank you for your word. Anoint me, Lord, and use your word to bring revival, bring salvation of a new soul, raise up workers to save you. We thank you and we bless you. Take your message and separate it. In Jesus' name. Amen. In this message, we will continue to speak about faith and deed of Abraham as God was leading him to do his will. And we will continue today in speaking from Book of Genesis, chapter 17, and how Abraham obeyed the word of God, and he obeyed also the call of God in his life and God's will. Let's read verse 2 to verse 5. And I will, God said, I will make my covenant with me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. Here the Lord proclaimed to Abraham that he will make a covenant with him, and he will multiply him, and make him a father of many nations, and he's going to change his name from Abraham, which is the meaning of Abraham. Abraham is exalted father. But the name of Abraham, that he will be the father of multitude. For God had promised him that he would make him a father of many nations. And verse 6, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee.
God here promised Abraham that he will make out of him nations and king will come out from him. And that was truly taking place. And that out of Abraham, as we know, come out nation who believe that Abraham is their father in faith. And these three nations now existing. The nation of the Jewish, the Christian nation, and the Muslim nation. These three, they believe that father is their Abraham is their father in faith. In verse 17, verse 7 and 8, we read, "And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, or the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." Amen. Here the Lord announced to Abraham and declared to him his covenant with him and his descendants, and that they will be his people and they will be their God. And God promised that he will give him the land of Canaan, that at that time he was a stranger on it. He will give it to him and to his descendant. And let's read verse 9, what God required from him for this covenant. "And God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you, and thy seed after thee. Every man, child among you, shall be circumcised, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. Every man, child in your generation, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed, that he that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man, child, who is the flesh of his foreskin, is not circumcised, thus all shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant." You know, the Lord here announced how the covenant between him and Abraham, that it is by circumcision. Every male child in his house, including the stranger that he bought with his money, they need to be circumcised on the 8th day. And anyone who is not circumcised shall be cut off from the people of God, from his people. In verse 15 and 16, "And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her." Here God spoke to Abraham and informed him that he's going to exalt his wife Sarai. The meaning of Sarai is the meaning of it is princess. And he changed it to Sarah. The meaning of Sarah is the noble woman. And that God will bless her, that he will give her a son, and she will be a mother of nations, and kings of people shall also come out from her. In verse 17, after God spoke this to Abraham, Abraham said to God, and Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said, in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? You know, here Abraham was laughing on what God was saying to him. But he heard from God that he will be the having child at the age of 100, and Sarah, who is now 90, she will have a child. And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael, that's in verse 18, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. You know, here Abraham asked God that Ishmael will be his heir. You know, why then in verse 17 Abraham was speaking that he was asking God whether he and Sarah can bear a child at this age. He said that not because he doubted God. At that time, Abraham was not doubting God, but he said it because other reason. Why we know that he does not doubt God? If you read in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17 to 21, let's read it. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him, whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong, amen, in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Abraham and Sarah, as we have read here, have strong faith in God. But why Abraham asked God about Ishmael to be the heir is because, not of that, but out of emotion, that Abraham asked God to bless Ishmael and make him his heir. You know, certain time, emotion may motivate you or work in you to ask God not to do what he had promised in his word. That's why the more today we need the scriptures to remind us, to teach us, to admonish us and to correct us, so that we will be aware when we are not in line with the word of God and not in line with the will of God. Let's continue verse 19. Genesis 17 verse 19. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Here God reinstated Abraham and corrected him, and here assured him that Sarah his wife will bear him a son, and they will call him Isaac, and God will establish his covenant with Isaac instead of Ishmael. Now here, every one of us need to understand that we cannot dictate on God our wishes. You need to comply with God. As we know, Ishmael was born to Abraham in a way that is not the plan of God, because that was not the good example that God wanted to follow, that Abraham should not have family and children in such a way, because as long as
your wife is alive, then you don't need to go to other women and have children from them. That needs to be very clear to us. Verse 20, and as for Ishmael, I have heard thee, behold, I have blessed him. Now here God is telling him, I will bless Ishmael, and will make him a fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he begot, and I will make him a great nation. Here, God bless Ishmael, and the scripture tells us that 12 sons came from Ishmael. So we read that in the book of in the book of Genesis, book of Genesis, chapter 12. This is from verse 12. Now, these are the generation of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names, according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajuth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mizpam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Massa, Hadar, and Tima, Jetur, Nephis, and Kidima. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, by their towns, by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people. And they dwell from Havilah unto Shur. That is before Egypt, as thou goest toward Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. Now God showed to Abraham that also he will come to bless Ishmael. Now here for you, for us, if we have taken a wrong step, in such ways you don't need to insist on God to follow what you, to insist on God to follow what you did. But you need now to surrender yourself to the Lord, and to follow him and to comply with his will and his plan. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 17, book of Genesis 17, and verse 21. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, where Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time, in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. Hear the Lord, after he promised Abraham that he will bless Ishmael, he once again reminds him that and confirmed him that his covenant will be with Isaac. Verse 23 and the verse 27, and Abraham took Ishmael, his son. Let's see now the obedience of Abraham to the command of God. And Abraham took Ishmael, his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the self same day, as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the same day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son, and all the men of his house, born in the house, and bought with money of the strangers who were circumcised with him. You know, see here, the obedience of Abraham, that same day God spoke to him, same day he obeyed. Circumcised Ishmael and all the rest of the males, including himself. Even he was 99 years old. See here how he is diligent and how he is obedient. When God spoke to him, and the same way God wants us to be obedient and diligent to obey the commands that God is speaking to us. Circumcision is a painful process, and also it is need skillful things to be happen. So we need today to obey God. We need to bear the pain, and need to be skillful also. Bear the pain and suffering, and to be also using all the skills we have to accomplish what God requesting from us to do. We know about circumcision according to the scriptures. In the New Testament, we are no more required to be circumcised. Let's read that in Galatians chapter 5. And verse 2, about circumcision, what Paul said, behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Today in Christ, we need to have to go for the circumcision from our sinful nature. No more circumcision in the flesh, but circumcision from our sinful nature. That to be done by Christ, as we read in the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 2, verse 12, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by circumcision of Christ. And also we need to be circumcised from our sinful nature by the Holy Spirit. We read that in Romans chapter 2 and verse 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man, but of God. You know, in coming to Christ, God wants us to be completely changed and transformed. And this will take place by when we are getting rid of our sinful nature, sinful attitude and behavior that are contradicting the word of God and the will of God. Let's all stand now in God's presence. Let us examine ourselves and see from the life and the deeds of Abraham, are we obedient to him? Be willing to be circumcised from your sinful nature, and be willing to surrender your plan and your will unto him. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for my brethren who obey you, Lord. Thank you for a good reminder and teaching to us. Help us, help each and every one of us to surrender fully to you. Let your name be lifted up, let your name be glorified. Take your word, O God, and spread it. Let reach your church and people who are in need of this word of yours. And God, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.